decided to retire, what went into that decision? What made you decide to take that step?
Well, there was a few things. We changed residencies. We moved away from the Lansing area a little bit. Not real far, but we're up in Minnesota, just over the border. And so that was one of the things. And it just I think the longevity, and I felt that the time was right for someone else maybe to get a chance to do what they want to do with the baseball.
I see. What is it about that area that makes it such a baseball, popular and such a good hotbed for baseball?
Well, it started way back with the Little Leagues were really solid out of New Albany first, and then Lansing caught up. When I first got there, it was mainly all New Albany. The athletes for baseball came from New Albany, and most of the athletes from basketball came from Lansing, so there was a split there, and then the two cities were almost like rivals, and they merged together to form Key High School, and the Little League in both areas. And really, Shooky Fink, who's the name of our field, and the forerunner of Little League ball and Town Team ball and American Legion ball in New Albany for years back in the 50s. He built the ballpark that we play on, and he was the instigator of anybody who could carry a bat or a glove at the age of two or three. They would be practicing every day at 11 o'clock in New Albany.
And that's kind of what it takes, and then what we've lost in some ways, where kids would pick up the bat and ball, go to any open lot and play.
Throw a tennis ball against the wall, or throw a ball against the wall, or play by themselves, or play catch with somebody. You don't see people playing catch anymore. Or even groups of kids riding their bikes to a park and just go down and play a game by themselves, this little sand lots. You very seldom see that anymore. So, yeah, it's a lost art, I think. And you just got to keep those guys active. Baseball is a type of game that you want to get be playing and play it long. And even Iowa, which has the nice summer ball because of the weather, it's good, but it's too quick of a season, and we should still be playing the regular season yet. Tournament should be starting just about now.
What anything? I know a lot of wins there, but any one in particular that stands out as a key win for you?
Well, the years, the 73 season was just remarkable because it was an undefeated season, and we played a lot of teams. We went 48-0 and just played some very tough teams, and some big schools. We played a lot of lacrosse teams, we actually played anybody who would play us, and we survived an undefeated season, and that's really a feather in their cap. And then the years that we had the four championships in a row from 89, 90, 91, and 92. And the group of guys then, where was a mix with two or three seniors at the time and a lot of young players, and the young players really developed and made it a good, a quad state championship era.
Yeah, I know that coaches always talk about, you graduate kids every year, but isn't that part of the challenge of coaching is figuring out then how the new pieces fit together and seeing how you can develop those young players and everybody finds their role?
Oh, yeah, that's leading right back down to the feeder systems and whether you have a JV or not. And we're enrollment-wise down to the point where we almost didn't have a JV team. If it wouldn't be for eighth grade able to play for high school, we wouldn't have a secondary team. And so it's really important that those younger kids, stay with it. A lot of them like to think they're going to specialize maybe in basketball or football. I always tell all the baseball players that get out and play all the sports. It'll make you better in everything, and your reactions and your muscle structure and your different coaching practices are just going to make them better. So we tried to do that all the way through. And we were fortunate, too, when we first started summer ball, that a lot of the juniors and seniors from other schools, especially seniors, once they graduated, they didn't want to play summer ball for high school. And it took a while for some of those schools and programs to maintain their senior athletes, and we were able to keep the seniors for some reason or another. They just loved baseball, so baseball was the sport at hand for a lot of years.
So what are you going to do now that you're not coaching the baseball anymore?
Well, I don't know. Because we moved away from the river a little bit, so but we're still close to the river. We're up in La Crescent, which is kind of on the river, too. So the fishing is still there. The golf has taken over, and just a little relaxation, I think. And looking back, I'm wondering where all those 44 years of baseball went. It seems just like yesterday that we were in the thick of maybe the 10th year. and time really flies, and I just want to, you know, sit back and maybe enjoy a little more rather than being so busy back and forth.
I know baseball particularly is a numbers game, and you look at that, you know, national win leader. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's nice to be able to have that, but that's a credit to the ball players who played the games. You know, they did all the work, and I just went along for the ride. So I was there long enough to enjoy a great stand. And, you know, there's a lot of good teams, and we've had, you know, a lot of great guys pass through our ranks, and for a small school and small area, that's a feather in their cap.
Not only that, you just got about 400 victories in basketball, too, huh?
Yeah, just one shy.
What? Any good memories about those seasons?
Oh, yeah.
Basketball?
In fact, I enjoyed coaching basketball, you know, as much, if not more, than baseball, because it felt like you're doing more, you know, from plays and picking up things from other basketball teams. But baseball is kind of, you know, pretty much by the book, and there's not a whole lot of opportunities to put different offenses in or different defenses in and so on in baseball as much as there is in basketball. So I enjoyed the basketball coaching.
So for a coach taking over today, if taking over for you or somebody else in the program, what would be your advice?
Well, I just say I hope that they'd continue the, you know, the stretch that we've been on, and there's some good solid kids coming up. There's a great young group, and point where I really gave it some good thought after our season whether or not to continue, because there is some good young athletes coming up. There's like the 5th and 6th or the 6th and 7th, I don't even know, because I don't know most of those kids anymore. But now being around the school, it kind of hurts too. You kind of feel not as comfortable because you don't know all the parents or the kids involved with the sports anymore. Not there all the time, so I do some at school a little bit, though. So in fact, that keeps me at least a little bit of contact with some of them.